Strange Adventure. Sam Carver brought his heavily loaded ox wagon to a halt and gazed across the waters of the forest-bordered Minnesota lake. Instantly, he fell in love with this section of unbridled wilderness. He began to unload his wagon and pitch camp. He heard a voice behind him as a black-bearded giant of a man stepped into the small clearing. The stranger walked slowly toward Carver, a rifle held menacingly in his huge hands.
Okay, mister, whatever your plans are, they'll change. Get moving.
Is this your land?
It is. And I'm telling you to move.
Carver slowly turned and began reloading his wagon. As he did so, he took the measure of the belligerent stranger. He could probably beat the man in a fight, for Carver was a huge and powerfully built man himself, but he wanted no fight if it could be avoided. It did not take Carver long to find another spot that suited him. Again, he made camp. Early the next morning, he again was accosted by the black-bearded giant.
I thought I told you to move on.
Well, I did move. But you can't own all this country. I'm staying.
Something in the manner of the new settler stopped the stranger. Without a word, he stalked away from the camp. Carver built a small cabin and soon made acquaintances in the nearby settlement. There he learned about the man who had threatened him. Calvin Tuttle had come to this territory and set himself up as a feudal emperor over a great tract of frontier wilderness. The settlers were not well enough organized to take concerted action against him, and no champion had been large enough or strong enough to oppose him singly. Tuttle made threats against Carver, but the new settler stood firm. The men of the community backed Carver and saw that eventually the two men must come to blows, but Carver refused to start a fight. All he wanted was to live in peace. Tuttle got wind of the agitation against him and made a rash, roaring boast.
Carver's yeller. If he had any nerve, he'd try to run me out of this country. I'll fight him for all the surrounding land. If he wins, I leave. If I win, he leaves.
The settlers made arrangements for the fight, then informed Carver. Reluctantly, he agreed. The two giants stepped into a clearing. Carver started to remove his coat. While his arms were tangled in the sleeves, Tuttle rushed. His fist crashed into Carver's face. His knee caught the hampered man's groin. Pain crowded all peaceful ideas out of Carver. He got a stranglehold on the Forest King and held on. The onlookers began ridiculing Tuttle. The shouts and jeers registered on his brain as it went numb. Carver felt Tuttle go limp and relaxed his hold. As Tuttle regained consciousness, he renewed his threats against Carver. But his words were drowned by the mimicking shouts of the settlers. Tuttle abandoned his Forest Kingdom to Carver. But he didn't leave because he was beaten or to keep his word. It was the jeers of the people he had formerly scorned that drove him away. When fear of him was replaced by contempt, Tuttle was a very hollow giant. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye for my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen to Mystery of Elk River. Our next tale of Strange Adventure.